Back here on the Mighty 690 at 10:10, it is time for our chat with Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Happy New Year, Lisa. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you have a good Christmas and all that?
I did. I had a nice Christmas and a nice New Year. My niece got married over the weekend in Iowa, so we traveled to cooler country and had a nice weekend.
So. Yeah, you do get a little, maybe a little more snow and that and everything.
So. Yes, there was definitely snow on the ground. So,
excellent.
It was nice. So, yeah, it's all relevant. We came back, and of course, it was cold here, but it wasn't nearly as cold as it was there. So, but it was nice.
Yeah, good deal. Well, good to be able to talk with you, and us both being in the studio at the same time is good. So, yeah, what do we have coming up here as we, you know, get into the 2024?
I know.
Hard to believe it's here.
I don't know if anybody had the New Year's resolution to maybe clean up, but if that's on your list of things to do, or you just need to clean up after Christmas and get rid of all the cardboard boxes and everything that all of the trash and the things that came with Christmas, or you're needing to get rid of things to make room for all of the Christmas gifts that came into the house. I just want to remind everybody that you can drop off your recyclables every Thursday at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1, and the first Saturday of the month, which would be this Saturday, from 8 to noon. So if you need to drop off your recyclables, they accept things like all your cardboard, they take e-waste, they take household batteries, aluminum cans, and steel cans, and appliances, and all kinds of things that you can do the drop off for. But just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that recycling will be this Saturday from 8 to 12 if the garage is full and you're needing to get rid of everything. So, and then the debris and appliances, furniture, and other bulky item drop off, which is what I mentioned there, is every Thursday and Friday from 8 to 12 at the sanitation yard. So, if you have some bigger things that you're needing to get rid of, just know that every single week the City of Independence allows you to put them in the trunk, the back seat, the back of a truck, and drop them off at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple, again, from 8 to 12. So everybody has options there. Hopefully the weather will cooperate and people can get those things taken care of. And then I wanted to mention something that's going to be talked about at First Friday, but I thought we'd talk about it on the radio, and I think I might even bring an in-studio guest maybe in the next couple of weeks. But this Friday is First Friday, and we're going to have Christy Mavers from the Central Park Sports Complex campaign be one of our speakers. Excuse me, and she's going to be talking about the Donor Plaza brick campaign. So, you know, many times that's how a lot of programs raise money, is by selling the bricks to raise the funds necessary for the completion of a project, the expansion of a project. I know out at our Veterans Freedom Square, there is a donor plaza where you can buy the pavers for your loved one, your veteran, and honor them. And this is going to be very similar to that. And they have all different sizes of bricks. They have bricks from $100 to $150, larger bricks from $300 to $350, and even the largest is a $500 size brick paver. So if you are wanting to get one of those, you have until March the 1st to be able to get that done. And you can also go on to the city's Facebook page and you'll see all of the information for that. You can go to the Central Park Sports Complex Facebook page and website, and you'll see all of the information that you need. They have QR codes, they have the forms to fill out, and they have artwork that you can put on the bricks, and the amount of characters and letters that are included at each one of those price points. So I just want to make sure that everybody is aware of that. So again, visit the Central Park Sports Complex Facebook page and check that out. Be a great gift for somebody. You know, obviously Christmas is over, but when you're looking to maybe get somebody that hard to buy for person during the year for a birthday gift, even if it falls past the deadline, just go ahead and get that brick for them, and then it will be out there forever and ever at the sports complex. So
hey, it's really neat, you know, because you can always have that kind of legacy, you know, even individual business, all that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
You know, shows that people really care about, you know, building our community up.
That's right. And I know that we have a paver section at the miniature golf course in the park. And when my kids were super little, we bought pavers for them. And, you know, now they're 29 plus. And it's always fun to go out and play miniature golf and find your brick out there. And my dad was a veteran. And so we have a paver for him in the Veterans Freedom Square. So it's nice. And then along with that, as you mentioned, there's a lot of business and industry, corporate sponsorship, and they have bricks out there as well, just showing their community support for everything that we have in our community. So anyway, go check that out. And then, like I said, we're having First Friday this week. It's hard to believe. It just feels like it's been a whirlwind since about Niwala. But it is January, and so we will be having First Friday this Friday. And what's cool about this one is Coffeeville Coffee Company is going to be our sponsor. So Ron Bryce will be there, and the Coffeeville Coffee Company is a chamber member, and we always have coffee and muffins at First Friday. So this time he's going to be providing the coffee. So not only will he be talking about his business, but we're going to be able to taste the business as well. So that will be something unique and fun for this particular event. Marcy Roberts and Emily Lewis from Live Healthy Montgomery County will be there, and they're going to be talking about the grant program and giving us an update on where things are at the current time with that program, and then also the youth substance prevention program that they're working on in the county, and really getting the word out regarding just exactly that, the youth substance issue that we have with smoking and vaping and all of those things. So Melissa Johnson will be there as director of Montgomery County Action Council. She's going to be giving an update on the, you know, recent economic developments in the county. So lots of exciting things happening for Montgomery County. And then she'll also be talking about the youth talent recruitment program. So MAC is really working on how we retain our youth in the county. And, you know, you grow your own, you want them to, you know that there are successful career options in the county for them, that they don't have to go away to find their dream or to be successful. There's lots of opportunity waiting for them right here in Montgomery County. So not only do we want to retain our youth, but we want to recruit in some youth. So they'll be talking about that. And then Christy Mavers will be, as I said, be giving an update on the Central Park Sports Complex. And then David Cowan will be also talking about the storm shelter situation. So I don't have all the details for that, so I'm not going to expand on that too much on the air, but our storm shelters will be changing just a little bit in the community, and we want to make sure that we're sharing that information with everybody now so that you're prepared and ready for storm season when it gets here in the early spring. So he will be giving us all the information about the changes in the storm shelter locations for Independence. And then also, I have one more phone call to make, and I might have a local business who is doing some expansion, and they will be an invited speaker as well. So once I get that confirmed, we'll be promoting that out on our Facebook page, but that's some exciting news as well. So
great.
Basketball's going on. Independence Community College will be taking on Cali County College this Saturday, actually. And then on the 13th, they'll be taking on Northwest Kansas Tech. Both the games are 2 and 4 games, so the ladies will play at 2 and the men will play at 4. So still lots of opportunities to check out some basketball. Do you like basketball?
Oh yeah, you know, I like having, you know, Shake the professionals cover it. But it is definitely fun, you know, to be able to be in that environment. you know, having that excitement. It really has a lot of high energy.
I know. I love basketball season. So I'm hoping that now that things have slowed down just a little bit, I can get out there and
take in some of those
and watch some basketball. High school basketball is also one of my favorites. And Independence High School Bulldogs will be taking on Chanute on Friday the 12th. And then they have a game on Monday the 22nd against Riverton. And the girls play at 6 and the boys play at 7:30. And then, believe it or not, because it's January, it's Martin Luther King Celebration Day.
Yeah, to do a double take, I was like, is that already coming
up? I know.
Up? So.
So it is going to be Sunday the 14th. And as always, it's sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce Diversity Task Force, the Kansas Volunteer Commission, and RSVP 4 County. And it will start at 2 o'clock in the community room at the high school with a soup luncheon. They always have lots of crock pots full of soup, and it's usually a chilly day, so it's nice to be able to come in and have some soup from about 2 to 3, and then everybody just walks over to the Independence High School Performing Arts Center, which is probably all of 15 steps away, and get to sit in the comfortable seats and enjoy a program. And it's always packed full of great music. So the Independence High School Band will play, the orchestra will play, and the ensemble will sing. The young kids at Eisenhower will be performing as well. They always do a little choir and musical presentation. And then there's a community choir that also will be singing. And the special guest this year is Bishop Herman Hicks. So he will be the featured guest speaker. And it's such a great event. It lasts from, I would say, a little over an hour. It is well worth your time to be able to come in and just enjoy all of the music, the fellowship, and the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. And to obviously, they always have a really great speaker. So I'm sure that Bishop Herman Hicks is going to be incredible as well. So I encourage everybody to mark that on their calendar for January the 14th. That's a Sunday, as I said. And then one of the other things that they do for as part of this event is they have, quote unquote, a food fight. And the food fight is basically a competition between the schools, the elementary schools. So Eisenhower and Jefferson always battle to see how much food that they can collect in a competition. And then they get an award at that day and to let everybody know which school won the food fight. And then we as adults and community members can donate food at G&W and at the Chamber of Commerce. And this is very important right now because the food pantry has been depleted because of the holiday seasons. You know, that's high, you know, peak time between November and December with Thanksgiving and Christmas, and all the kids are out of school and money is tight. And so the food pantry gets used a lot during that time. So now is a great opportunity for us to help replenish that. So when you're at the grocery store getting your groceries, if you want to pick up an extra couple of boxes of non-perishables, some canned food items, and drop those off in the bins at G&W or swing by the chamber at 616 North Penn Avenue and drop those items off. We will turn them in as well. So, and then lastly, we have an economic development conference coming up, and it's Monday, January the 29th from 1 to 3 at ICC campus, 2615 West Main, and it's for the entire county, and they will be giving a community, it's a community event, and they will be giving all kinds of information regarding the state and the region and then the county. So lots of really good speakers will be there. And so we have a panel of speakers that will be talking as well, and they are Jamie Armstrong from CVR Energy and Christina Sykes from Labette Health and Troy Leith from Prairie Land Partners. So they'll have the panel discussion, and then they'll have speakers there from the state that will be relaying information about the economics of the state. And they're going to be talking about labor demands, cost of wages, manufacturing, real estate, and again, just a lot of really good information. And you can register at cedbr.org. But you can also go to the Montgomery County Action Council's website and their Facebook page, and you'll see a link to be able to get your tickets as well. And we've shared that post on the Chamber's Facebook page, so you could go to our website or our Facebook page, or you could give us a call and we can give you that information. But lots of things are happening,
that's
you know,
for sure.
Not a lot of community events, but a lot of really good opportunities at First Friday and this Economic Development Conference to really get educated and informed about business and industry and what's going to happen in the upcoming months.
Well, it's good to take some of this kind of lull time, if you will, in this January here to tackle some of these bigger issue items, too.
Yes, absolutely. So it does feel like this time of year things kind of slow down, but then in the middle of it, both chambers in the county, Coffeyville and Independence, are in full swing with our annual meetings.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Candy's talked about that.
Yeah, do you have your banquet? And do you guys have a banquet?
Yes,
and
we do.
Coming up?
It's the fourth Tuesday. It's the 23rd. And it's our largest fundraiser of the year. We usually sell out at about 320, and it's our biggest event of the year. So we're on the 3-week countdown. So
You're busy with that.
Yes, lots going on. So if you're a chamber member and you want to promote your business, we're doing sponsorships for that, and we're doing live auction items and silent auction items and taking reservations. So be sure and give us a call.
That's great. And where are there still tickets and everything available for
we
that?
We do have some tickets left. We have a lot of our corporate tables are taken, so, and I think we have a waiting list for that. But go ahead and give the office a call. And Amy's kind of handling the reservation list, so we have some onesie twosie tickets. But yeah, definitely
is
give us a call.
Memorial Hall, or where do you have
it? It is.
Okay,
so we'll be at the Civic Center in Memorial Hall. It's the only place that's big enough to hold this this size of a group. So yeah,
good deal. Well, excellent. Well, lots of good stuff coming up here in January. So always a good update, Lisa.
Thank you. And then if anybody has any questions, always give us a call at 331-1890. You can go to our website at indkschamber.org. Our Facebook page is Get Independence. And if you have something that you would like us to promote that's a community event that everyone would benefit from knowing about, just give us a call and we'll do our best to get it on the air and on our website and share it on our Facebook.
All righty. Well, Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
All righty. And we'll be back to Open Line here in just a few minutes. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.